Jack and News, trending now, trending now.
Daar wag 'n stormagtige donderdag. 'N geel vlak 2 waarskuwing is uitgereik vir erge donderstorms. Dis oor Gauteng, die Mpumalanga se Hoëveld, suidelike Limpopo en verre oostelike dele van die Noordwes. Baie warm oor die Laagveld en oor dele van die Noordwes. Pretoria op na 31, Johannesburg 30, Mbombela en Polokwane 29, Emalahleni 27 en Rustenburg 32 grade.
'N paar ongelukke in Pretoria op die Mapaponi snelweg Wes by die Haarna draai, as ook op die N1 suid by Lynnwoodweg.
Die verhoor van Bongikosi Kanyele sal na verwagting vandag in die Durbanse Landdroshof afskop, waar hy aangekla word van die aanhits van openbare geweld tydens die onluste in KwaZulu-Natal in Julie 2021. Kanyele het gister vlugtig in die hof verskyn nadat hy Dinsdag in hegtenis geneem is, toe hy nie opgedaag het vir sy verskyning in die hof nie. En Amerika se president Donald Trump het weer 'n ultimatum aan Hamas uitgerig en sê die groep moet alle gijslaars in Gaza onmiddellik vrylaat. Dit volg ure nadat die Withuis bevestig het, hy beraadslag rechtstreeks hieroor met Hamas. Daar is nog 59 gijslaars in Gaza, maar Israëlse intelligentie glo net 22 leef nog. Trump sê in 'n inskrywing op Truth Social, dit is sy laaste waarskuwing en dat geen Hamas lid veilig sal wees as die gijslaars nie vrygelaat word nie. Ek is Gerard de Souza, meer nuus om 9.
Well, there's a little bit of good news from Rassie Erasmus. He is confident that Eben Etzebeth will be available for the box in 2025. The world champs kick off their season preparations with a 3-day alignment camp in Cape Town next week. 56 players attending in person, and 26 of them will be joining virtual sessions, so mostly the ones who are based overseas. And Rassie reaffirmed Siya Kolisi's captaincy for the foreseeable future, saying that if he's fit and is starting, he will be the captain, and also confirming that Etzebeth is recovering from the effect of long-term concussion symptoms. Lucas Paqueta's betting charge hearing is due to take place this month and will last 3 weeks. The Brazilian was charged with breaching betting rules in May last year. It's understood he'll face a 3-week hearing, which is said to be one of the longest court proceedings in the history of the FA. England football's governing body is seeking a lifetime ban for the midfielder. He was charged with spot-fixing offences in 4 Premier League matches. New Zealand will meet India in the final of the ICC Champions Trophy. That's after they beat South Africa by 50 runs in their semi-final in Lahore. It was a battling match for South Africa. The Black Caps setting them a massive 363 for victory. And David Miller did manage to score a century, but it wasn't enough to see them home. And Naomi Osaka has been bundled out of the first round at Indian Wells, falling to Camila Osorio. Petra Kvitova is on the comeback trail 7 months after giving birth to her son and also fell in the first round. I'm Colin Chinga, and that's a Jack of Sport.
Jacaranda FM plays more. Like this.